stand out. The groundbreaking new strengths assessment from the leader of the strength revolution. Author, Marcus Buckingham. Strengths roles. Spend 20 years building and analyzing tests that measure people's themes of talent, and over time it will become apparent that, no matter how thinly you slice each aspect of each theme, certain themes do wind up clustering into patterns. To create the standout, we comb through all of the many hundreds of themes that are possible to measure, and identify the most common and powerful theme combinations. Of course, the number of ways to measure the fine shadings of human uniqueness is infinite. However, the number of powerful theme combinations is not. We found 9. We call them strength roles. Role 1. Advisor. You begin by asking, what is the best thing to do? And being valued by others for your insight and your judgment is what excites you. Since you love to be the expert, you are consistently on the outlook for information that will help people make better decisions. You know that the best advice is never general, but rather is tailored to the unique characteristics of the person's situation. Try to make sure you are always being paid to offer your conclusions to someone. Also, ally yourself with a couple of carefully chosen experts in your field. Hang out with them. Read their articles or books. Their practical wisdom will intrigue and inspire you. Role 2. Connector. You begin by asking, whom can I connect? You see the world as a web of relationships, and you're excited by the prospect of connecting people within your web. You enliven and enlarge others' vision of who they are and what they can achieve. You are a connector, weaving people together into the fabric of something much larger and more significant than themselves. Try to stay attentive. Wherever you go, there's a chance to make a connection. Since you are inspired by extremely talented people, try to find at least 2 groups of experts in which you can play a leadership or organizing role. Role 3. Creator. You begin by asking, what do I understand? Your starting point is your own insight, your own understanding. For you, there's nothing quite as thrilling as finding a pattern beneath life's complexities. A core concept that can explain why things play out the way they do, or better yet, predict how things are going to play out. Remember to take time to muse. You need time alone to let your mind live with the things you've seen and what you've experienced, so it can settle into some sort of shape. This thinking time is vital to your well-being. Also, create a forum for safe experimentation, a place where you can share new, as yet fragile, patterns of understanding. It should be comprised of people who question you and challenge you with no agenda other than helping you to strengthen or break the sense you've made. Role 4. Equalizer. You begin by asking, what is the right thing to do? You are sensitive to how everything in the world is interdependent, how movement in one part of the world causes everything else to move as well. Alive to this interconnectedness, you feel compelled to keep everything aligned. This need for alignment might be organizational. You sense when your world is disorganized and you get a kick out of restoring everything back to its rightful place. Or it might be ethical. You're acutely aware of who is responsible for what, and you are quick to take action if someone doesn't live up to his responsibilities. Remember to seek out situations where you can stand up for the rights of others. Also establish your precedence. People always look to you for a fair hearing, and your rationales will be better and clearer if you can point to previous experiences and situations. Role 5. Influencer. You begin by asking, how can I move you to act? In virtually every situation, your eye goes to the outcome. You measure your success by your ability to persuade the other person to do something he didn't necessarily intend to do. Try to tie your agenda to a purpose. A set of values. A better future. Something that is bigger than you. Something that can include us all. Learn to separate the small things you do to spread goodwill from the actual ask. To show others that you are thinking about them all the time, and then, later, a compelling challenge to act. This is true influence. Role 6. Pioneer. You begin by asking, what's new? You are by nature an explorer, excited by things you haven't seen before. You are smarter and more perceptive when you're doing something you've never done before. You know you're a resourceful person. And since you enjoy calling upon this aspect of yourself, you actively seek out situations where it's up to you to figure out how to keep moving forward. Find ways to showcase how your innovations have succeeded in creating new business opportunities or new products. you could make a fantastic mentor. You allow people to show you their best and reveal to you their dreams, and your instinct is to take the ride with them, asking one question after another, each question carrying them along a little further, a little faster. At some point, you should bring your critical thinking to bear on their dreams. Rule 7. Provider. You begin by asking, "Is everyone okay?" You are acutely aware of others' emotional states, particularly if you sense they are feeling hurt. You're instinctively inclusive, always looking for ways to draw others into the circle and make them feel wanted, heard, and appreciated. You pay close attention to the differences between people, each person's likes, dislikes, and foibles. You have the potential to lead large groups of people. People know that in you, they have someone who will look out for their interests, so learn how to transfer your own sense of responsibility to them. Seek out messy situations where trust has disappeared and conflict reigns. Through your actions and your demeanor, you can be an agent of transformation. Rule 8. Stimulator. You begin by asking, "How can I raise the energy?" You're aware of the energy of the room, and you feel compelled to do what you can to elevate it. You do this with your outlook. You are an instinctively positive person. You do this with your actions. You take a seat at the front of the room. You raise your hand to ask questions. You call upon others to contribute and volunteer. You do this with your humor. Because you are an energizer, other people know that in you, they will find the power to lift themselves back up. You challenge people to unleash their own energy. You are skilled at handling difficult people. Thus, try to volunteer for situations where success depends on you turning around an angry person. And whatever your research style is, keep looking till you find a new trick, insight, technique that will help you get better at what you naturally do. Rule 9. Teacher. You begin by asking, "What can they learn from this?" Your focus is instinctively toward the other person, not their feelings, but their understanding, their skills, and their performance. You see each person as a work in progress. Since you are energized by another person's growth, you look for signs of it. You create novel ways to keep track of their performance and celebrate with them when they reach new heights. Keep learning. Keep researching your subject. Attend conferences. Read the expert posts. Become a champion of others. Discipline yourself to reach across the organization and place people whose raw talent you have spotted into positions of real responsibility. Now, it's your turn to figure out which two of the 9 strength roles will be your top 2. They will be your edge, where you will have a natural advantage over everyone else. They are your multiplier. You will quickly learn and improve upon any innovations, techniques, or best practices that complement these 2 roles.